Hello and welcome to another awesome edition of the Mac Show on British Tech Network. I'm your interim host, Patrice, sitting in for Jeff Gamet, who's out herding cats, who is actually the interim host for Ewan Rankin, who is out making all the money so he can keep up with Apple. We're going to talk about that in a second. And I have, as always, a really amazing panel here assembled. The American Tech Network is in full force. We even have two American flags today. It's like really nice.
America.
So, starting us off top left on my screen, at least, we have David Ginsberg. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Hi, Patrice. I'm doing great. It's Friday. So glad to be here. It's we got are we here in the United States have a nice most of us have a nice long 4 day weekend ahead of us. So I'm looking forward to
It's
that.
actually more like a 6 day weekend.
It's like
Six days.
a 10-day weekend.
Yeah, it's a lot of people take the week after the whole week, the rest of the week off too. So officially, I have 4 days as well.
Nice, very
But the
nice.
company, my company, gives us off Monday as well. It's Tuesday, so
It's
we're
cool.
good. But
And
the air quality is dropping to a better rate here, so I'm happy. And all those, blame Canada.
Just in time for all those barbecues to drive it up again.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Great, it's great to be here.
and I don't know why I called you David, Dave. Like, I don't know. It's like
Either way.
I saw it on the screen. I was like, brain, like whatever.
I go either way.
You go either way.
Thanks.
It's
Yeah,
fine.
if you call me Benjamin, that's the way I know I'll be in trouble.
You're in trouble. Okay. So, also can go either way, Chuck Joyner. No, I'm kidding.
No, no,
I'm kidding.
no. But I do. I do expect to be addressed as Mr. Joyner since you're going
Mr.
David.
Joyner.
David. I think
Okay,
that's a
Mr.
Sir Charles.
Joyner, how are you
I,
doing
I just,
today?
I'm doing good, Patrice. It's great. It's great to be here as always. I just love the fact that we stay serious for about 2 seconds, and that's it. Then
That
it's
long?
the
Milliseconds,
gloves. The gloves are off.
maybe. Exactly. So, anything fun planned for the long holiday weekend?
Well, I'm suffering, or well, we are suffering just what David was suffering a little while ago, and Ben too, I guess. We have an air quality index above 170 here,
Jeez.
so it's one of those like just keep the windows closed and the doors closed. And so if that continues, then there may be more of the same. If not, I hope to get on a golf course at least once or twice, or 3 or 4 times.
Or three or four. I mean, you got 4 days, so.
Well, I don't have I work Monday, so
Oh, okay. For
somebody's got to
you.
keep the wheels turning,
So, yeah, someone has to swing the whip and keep people working, right?
Well, somebody has to be under the whip so the whip lands on
Oh,
somebody.
okay. And that's you. Okay.
Yeah,
Good. Got it.
let's
Got
be clear about this. I appreciate the vote of confidence, but
it. And finally, not as like the air quality index, like not as bad as yesterday. Ben, how are you doing?
I am doing great. I can actually breathe for the first time in a
Yay!
week.
Finally, yeah. You just pushed all of that off to other people, right? That's how that works.
Exactly. I'm like, screw this. I'm giving it to Chuck.
Thank you very much.
Put up like a massive fan and you're just like blowing it all like towards Chuck. It's like, oh, he's in that direction. Let's go this
And
way. Yep.
I can see Ben out there saying, okay, 2 degrees, 3 degrees.
Well,
Yeah, Pennsylvania, there we go.
and also Portugal, because like some of that actually reached Portugal and they had some like really bad air as well. That, I mean,
Yeah, so
that's crazy to me. Like, if you think about like how far away that is from Canada, I mean, Pennsylvania to like where the fires are is already pretty far, but like all the way over like an ocean and then like still Portugal, that's
it
pretty
does
far.
give you it gives you an appreciation of just how global everything has become. And this is not even something that's technological, this, but you.
No. I mean, that's how weather works. It is global. Like,
Yeah.
bro, it's one little blue marble, like the entire thing. So,
Yeah.
tiny, tiny pale dot. Yeah.
Speaking of tiny pale dots.
you want to talk about the $3 trillion evaluation from Apple, like tiny pale blue dots? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Apple's market cap after, when did they reach 2 billion? It's like, was that last year or 2 years ago or something like that? It was not too long ago.
I'm still living in a
trillion.
2 trillion, not 2 billion, yeah. 2 billion they reached probably like
decades ago. 2 billion is what 2 billion is what is in Tim Cook's office couch.
Yeah. Yeah, like
and his bank account.
Yeah, probably there too. Yeah. No,
it's all donated back.
Trillion, like with a T. Yeah, I don't know. It was like in the last couple of years, which I mean feels like 50 years and at the same time like 3 months or so. Like who knows? But it's, I mean, that is, I mean, it has nothing to do with reality, really, but it's quite impressive that Apple, I mean, Apple is still like going strong.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went in and got rid of all my PayPal stock and put all that onto Apple.
Yeah.
Right. PayPal stock.
I had PayPal stock and I was doing great for a long time and I just started watching the trend go. Ooh, and I was like, that's enough. I'm done. Let's get rid of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the stock price reached $190, which is nice. I bought it at 130. So I'm quite happy with that.
Let's just say about 700% on my return right now.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow. Yeah. And everything else you're losing on. So
kind of. No, and then something can go okay too.
Okay, that one, that's good.
It was still okay, but I just was tired of seeing it continually dropping down over the last few years.
Yeah, I'm seriously kicking myself for not buying me some when I was 18 and it was like $30 a share.
And they've done like I don't know how many stock splits.
Splits. So yeah, I would be, right now I would be retired just on the Apple stock.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about it probably on all our shows at one point or another, you know, that we can't give financial advice, but
no,
with, you know, with all due respect to the analysts, it's like, how can you not be betting on Apple at this stage of the game? Yeah. There've been some bumps along the way, but when you look at it, if you pull away your emotional investment in it, which we all have, let's be honest about it and look at it as a business, the things that they have done, the assets they have, and the biggest one, in my humble opinion, is the customer loyalty that they have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that, quite frankly, you know, if Apple brings out a product, we're probably going to buy it. You know, we're going to buy it. We may not buy the second iteration if it didn't suit us or whatever. And we may, in some cases, you might have even been sorry you bought the first. But at the end of the day, we're all going to try it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that to me is, I mean, who else has that? That no matter what they bring out, we're going to take a good hard look at it and probably, you know, and Ben, this is your cue to stroke your credit card.
I stroke my credit card. I'll just do this.
Okay.
I couldn't see that.
You know, it's just.
Okay. Okay. Let me make it rain a little bit easier.
Yeah. I mean, just, here, you know, you don't
I'll
have
do
a
it.
Car.
I'll
company.
Do it for him. And...
Oh, aww. Thank you, David. Yeah, I feel
stroking
better.
The Apple card.
At least it's Apple card.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you don't have car companies that you have that. You have a lot of loyalty in car companies at times, but not every single model that comes out. I mean, televisions, you know what? I mean, what other, I don't care what it is, you know, what other company has the kind of loyalty and the customer base that'll say, I'll try that. Yeah, that looks interesting.
I mean, maybe game console companies. There have been a couple. I mean, why did people buy the, what was it called? The Wii U, I think, like the little tablet thingy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that maybe some gaming companies might.
Well, at least kind of made up for it with the Switch. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's even that much loyalty. Back in the olden days, up until the day it was released, I was focused on a Sega Saturn because at the time, Sega was the biggest gaming company in the world next to Nintendo. Well, a friend of mine talked me into a game console instead from this upstart Japanese company. And you want to know who dominates the gaming market right now?
Mm-hmm. That upstart.
The upstart, Sony.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nintendo was left for dead and has now pushed Xbox all the way to third place.
Yeah, it's so true.
Microsoft's not happy with the way their gaming business is going. That's why they're trying to get this Blizzard Activision purchase happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, Apple will eventually fail. Every company does it. It's a matter of when, not if. Might be 1,000 years. Like, probably no. Like, we don't know. But I think the last couple of years especially have shown that Apple is a lot of times going against the trend. When the PC market is going down, Apple's is going up. Like when people are saving money because of inflation, Apple is making like profits like crazy. So one quarter after another of like beating their previous records. Will that continue forever? No. This is a finite planet. Nothing is forever.
But Apple has this ability to reinvent itself and try again.
Yes,
look at the computer market since the 90s. Windows PCs have been on one processor architecture.
Mm-hmm.
That's x86. Apple, the 6800 series, PowerPC, x86, and now they are the first major computers on ARM. You look at things they have tried. They tried what would eventually be morph into the cell phone and tablet markets with the Newton.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
didn't work.
That failed.
Didn't work.
Well, they tried it again and they were successful. I think the one thing that stands Apple apart is number one, like I said, the ability to reinvent themselves, and two, they're not going into a market the first. They're making sure they get that market right.
Yeah. And they make sure they get the market right by providing something that people actually want. Mm-hmm. Like if they were to release a product tomorrow and we would all look at and say, I don't get it. I like, what is this? Like, we don't need this. Then they would have failed. Because that's their strong, like that's their skill, that they can provide something where most people, I mean, not everybody, but most people look at it and say, huh, that actually sounds pretty cool. I want to try that.
And if you, again, going back to my focus, which is from business focus, as well as a user focus for the first one, the integration between all the devices is something that is pretty much unmatched, you know, that there are ways to do things, you know, like that on Android and Windows when it comes to, you know, if I have a note in notes on one device, it pops up on the other or it syncs over automatically. Mm-hmm. But Apple just makes it so super smooth. There are places, there are rough spots. There's no question about that.
But overall,
it's so well integrated. But the other thing that strikes me with a lot of these companies is Apple's diversification into things that nobody would have thought. You know, I mean, like, why Apple TV Plus is the only one that hasn't really turned a profit yet. But again, Apple plays the long game. And the services that they offer, you know, now all of a sudden we have services revenue. We have wearables revenue that, you know, didn't exist for a long time. Mm-hmm. So they continue to offer these things that and look into new markets that other people, you know, to Ben's point, they may exist, but they aren't really necessarily well thought out.
Mm.
It feels like Apple always goes to a product, let's say the watch market, and says, okay, what could it be? What could it be? Should it be in 3 to 5 years? And sometimes that answer isn't obvious. It has to evolve, but they always seem to be looking out farther than just what can we do next year.
Yeah, and that's the massive difference to like compared to a lot of their competitors. Apple is, I mean, playing, I mentioned that on the Context Machine. Apple is playing an incredibly long game sometimes. We're like 5-7 years out. They're putting, mostly on the software side, but also sometimes on the hardware side, they're putting things in place that will eventually lead them to where they want to be. And then they can release whatever product they had envisioned like many, many years ago. Like, I mean, the iPhone like was like in their minds for like many years before they even started. Before they even started working on the hardware, they had this idea already. And it started to put like the little things in place and try things. And then eventually they were like, hey, now we found the technology that can get us there. Or we developed the technology that can get us there. And so they're always looking, as you said, 5-10 years ahead and thinking, like, what can we be? And that's the big difference.
And sometimes we end up being critical of those interim moves because we don't see the whole picture. You know, we say, well, this is stupid. Well, why would they do this? Why didn't they include that? And, you know, then 3 years later, it's like, oh, that's why they did that.
Well, or we want to jump ahead 5 years when, like, because we already can envision what, I mean, we're not stupid either. Like, we can also envision something 5 years ahead sometimes. But what we don't see is, like, all the steps necessary to get there. We want to jump ahead.
Yeah, and they're not also afraid to step back. I mean, look at VR support on the Mac. They tried it everybody else's way. They determined that wasn't working, so they still, they took that step back and made the steps to make it better. That eventually led to the Vision.
Who did they partner with? When you mentioned this, I just remembered they were partnering with someone.
They officially partnered with Valve on the software side, Valve. But
yeah.
I know they did work with HTC VR devices.
Yeah, but there was an official partnership, and it was Valve. Yeah, they even mentioned that. I don't remember how long ago that was, but it was quite a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it went from being a cornerstone of WWDC to never heard of again by the next WWDC.
Yeah. Probably because they realized, okay, this wasn't it, or this is not what we want to do, and let's do it ourselves.
And as Ben said, it's what everybody else was doing too.
Yeah.
And so why become just another player in another market when you can, you know, maybe not have the market to yourself, but be a bit more of a standout.
Yeah, redefine it.
Yeah, I mean, that's also an Apple thing. Like, it's not just, okay, we want to be another. They want to bring something that is unique to the market.
And let's not forget their focus on privacy. I mean, talk about bucking the trend. You know, everybody else wants you to sign up for this, that, and the other so that they can sell you. And even if that's not their primary business, you know, that you're getting a service from them, sooner or later, you're going to find out that they sold some of your information somewhere, somehow, or monetized it in a way that was not in-house. Apple is not going that route. You know, Apple is allowing advertising, but they may be saying
they're advertising themselves, actually.
Yeah, well, advertising themselves, I personally think there will be more of a push into bringing other people into that ecosystem. But I firmly believe, and I'll be hugely disappointed if it ends up being targeted at me or Ben or you, Patrice, or David, you know, that we would each see different ads because of our different outside interests. You know, they'll put it up and it's like, yeah, okay, here's Heinz ketchup, you know, and that's it, you know.
Speaking of interests, second story I wanted to talk about is Apple dropping interest-free financing in Canada. And I think that might actually be a trend that we're going to see more and more. So, I mean, we don't know if this is related to, I think the company that was doing the financing in Canada was acquired by a firm. Which I think is a global player. Which is definitely a global player. You see it all over the place. Mm-hmm. So in Canada going forward, you will get charged APRs from 4.99 to 7.99% for financing for your iPhones, your iPads, and your Macs. Interestingly, the iPhone is like a 7.99%, but over 24 months, versus the Mac, which is more expensive, but is 4.99%, but only 12 months. So it's quite strange.
Yeah, we talked about this on Touch with iOS too. I brought the story in just because I'm concerned that is this going to be a trend, like you said, in other countries, including our United States? Will that happen here? I would tend to doubt it because we do have some really great financing options.
Yeah, you're actually one of the few countries that even has financing. Like in Europe, not available. I mean, kind of not available. For an iPhone, you can go to your carrier and like through your contract kind of get something like a financing. Mm-hmm. But that's like carrier locked phones. But like for a Mac or whatever, like there is no Apple Card, there is no Apple, there's no Apple, what is it called? Apple Pay Finance, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Pay Later.
Pay Later, yeah. Doesn't exist here. Doesn't exist anywhere outside of the US, actually. The upgrade program that I loved doesn't exist here.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's really like Apple has a big commitment with Goldman Sachs and this program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel bad. I wish you guys out in Europe could get the Apple Card. The Apple Card I love my Apple Card. I mean, I'm charging pretty much everything on it now. And and of course, paying back every month. It's just a great. I mean, I was just talking with T-Mobile because T-Mobile was talking about changing their auto pay and not like taking Apple Pay anymore. All of a sudden, the reps tell me, we might be able to grandfather you in to do that because I complained. I mean, I was very nice about it, but my point of that is the fact that I've been using Apple Pay and using my Apple Card to pay my T-Mobile bill every month. I get 3% cash back on that every month.
Yep.
And, I have a pretty good sized bill because I have all my family on it. And so I think Canada seems, I see Canada especially, we hear more about Canada, the fact that they just have some horrible ways of being able to finance things. They get things later times than we do. And it seems to be a trend in Europe. And then the same thing with financing. I just don't understand why it's so difficult. That's probably why Apple is being very reluctant to get into those markets because of that reason.
I think the bigger reason here is what's going on in the world right now. I mean, like for like a decade, like lending money was cheap.
Right.
Because I mean, you got it for basically nothing from the big banks, like central banks in the US and Europe and whatever. But I mean, in recent years, there have been rate hikes like every couple of months. Like I think the Fed just recently increased another, was it 0.25%?
The whole year that's been, they've been raising, which has been crazy.
And the same in Europe and so on. So on top of inflation, or actually to combat inflation, they've been doing that. So it is for Apple and for Goldman and for everybody else more expensive now to get money. And for sure, they're not giving any. I mean, the interest-free financing is coming like from somewhere. The money that they have to pay for that money comes from somewhere. They're not giving you anything. So it kind of makes sense.
Well, when Apple put in place the savings account, I mean, how long did it take for them to get $1 billion rolling into that? Because of the rate they were paying.
Yeah.
And I know it's affected my bank locally because, they've had to change their offerings because money was leaving their bank. Yeah. And I know other banks that have had the same thing, because all of a sudden and here we go. We're sort of back to that Apple installed base thing that I mentioned earlier. Apple made it easy. They made it frictionless to say, hey, connect our savings account with your bank and just move stuff over and we'll pay you a whole lot better. It's like, man, why not? Why not?
Yeah. And all the Apple Pay cash that you get back from like using your Apple Card, all of that you can put automatically in there. So yeah, it totally makes sense. But as I said, I think it's probably not just that Apple doesn't want to do it in other countries, it's probably also that they simply can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not right now, at least.
Yeah, because I mean, Apple is...
Go ahead, man. Sorry.
Apple is not a bank themselves.
Not yet.
They have to... Yeah, you're not yet. Not they have yet. To deal with... They have to deal with lending partners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the ownership of that lending partner in Canada changed, so did the terms.
Mm-hmm.
With Goldman Sachs, at least for right now, the U.S. is a much, much bigger market than our friends up to the north. And quite frankly, I have to wonder if they were a similar move was to be taken, it would lead to a decrease in overall sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that for sure happens. I think that's not a surprise. The easier it is for someone to buy something, especially when they actually can't afford it, mm-hmm. or minutes, I don't know. I mean, not everybody can spend $1,000 on a phone, like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally fine. And the easier you make that, there will be some sales that you wouldn't have gotten. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as I said, I really want the upgrade program here, and I'm gonna keep asking for it until they finally do it, because I think, I mean, that program was awesome.
Yeah. And Patrice, what you said earlier, I think that this Canada may be the start. I think that this you're going to see a lot of these pay later, even for just a few months. You know, they're going to go away there, because we all know that okay, folks, take a good look at what the terms of your pay later deal is. Mm-hmm. And if you miss a payment or if you don't pay it off, you're going to get hit with a big, big penalty. That's where they make their money. You know, they don't make any money on nobody's making money on David and me paying off our balances every week or every month. You know, they make money off the month we miss it and have to pay the penalty and the interest. And for the folks that say, hey, you know what? I can't quite make it this month. So I'll get to it next month. And they're getting, you know, 17, 18, 22, 23, 25%. I mean, it's staggering what those numbers are. And the number of people that carry balances, we all know, are hefty. So, you know, somebody's making a lot of money off that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that should be illegal, but it's not.
Patrice, I'm going to argue that point. You know, you signed up for it. You agreed to
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
Nobody put a gun to your head. So, you know, that personal responsibility. If you didn't read those terms, or if you read them and you forgot them or aren't paying attention, that's on you. That's not on the banks.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of other things I think that are more egregious than that, but that's a whole other discussion.
Fair point. I wanted to hit a third story since we're going through them, and there's not so much big things going on. Kind of expected, emergency SOS via satellite. There was a story that it actually, I mean, probably not the first time, but it saved a hiker this weekend in California somewhere, if I saw it correctly. Yeah, California hiker says so.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like the thing you would have expected. I mean, this is a really, really, really nice feature. It's intended to hopefully save people's lives, or at least get them help earlier if something happened. I mean, it might not be life-threatening. It might just be, I don't know, you broke, like, you were hiking, you broke your ankle, stuff like that. But I mean, this was expected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's a great thing to have, and it just these stories always, I always like to bring them up, because it's amazing what Apple has done to add this SOS feature into the iPhone 14, making it well worth having it. Again, I mentioned my family member's about to get an iPhone 14. She's gonna have that any benefit if she travels. Then now she's gonna have that as an option. Mm-hmm. She didn't before with an SE. So,
yeah.
So this is how important it is to have this later model iPhone to have this type of feature.
Yeah, and I mean, now you can travel like other places in the world. Like, I mean, if any of you came to Austria and like were going on a hike in the mountains, like they're really awesome. You don't have to fear that like you're out of service and something happened to you, because I mean, you know, you have Like the SOS feature available here too. So Apple has been like thankfully rolling it out across the world more and more. Like what I feared that they would basically have it in the US and Canada and that's it for the foreseeable future. Fortunately, it didn't happen. Like I think it's most of Europe is already available, Northern America for sure. I think some other places they've started. I think, was it Brazil? Don't remember. So it's a good thing. And like in this case, I think the trail collapsed and she like broke her leg. Mm-hmm. And they rescued her. So like she had her iPhone and was able to call for help.
And let's not forget sort of the little brother of this service, and that is just the fall detection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to be out in the woods. And I've told the story here about my girlfriend falling and me receiving the notification. It's great because if I'm working here at home alone and mm-hmm. I'm balancing between, you know, two ladders or something, which I've been known to do and I shouldn't, but I do it anyway, uh-huh. you know, and I fall, you know, how many hours or days is it going to be before somebody says, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't heard from him for a while.
It's so true.
I mean, I've fallen before, hit the concrete pretty hard. And yes, I know that explains things. it automatically sent a text message to my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really, really, really good to have. Yeah. It says even here, it works in the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, UK. It's actually not true. It works in most of Europe because I was like here in Vienna at the airport. Like when you enable, like when you're coming back and you like turn off airplane mode, usually for like a good minute or so, it's sitting on SOS until it has reacquired connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to see. I mean, on a plane, on the like, the runway, it felt quite good to know, hey, if something happened, I'm mature. Like, I mean, in Vienna and whatever, like there's people around, but if anything happened, emergency SOS is there.
Yep.
Like it's just.
So what you're saying is if that plane goes down in the middle of the Alps, you'll be able to make a phone call instead of having to eat the rest of your plane numbers.
Yeah, I mean, actually here in a lot of places, you even get 5G. You sometimes get better connectivity up on the mountain than you get like down somewhere because.
Well, yeah, the resorts.
well, that and then like there's like little like settlements up on the mountains and like hotels mm-hmm. nowadays and stuff. So yeah, you can like, they have 5G up on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's quite nice. But you know what's also quite nice, and that is TSO host. Yeah, our sponsor for this week and every week for the last couple of years. They've been really a long, long time a sponsor. Like I don't even remember when we switched to them. It's been a while, and they've been really awesome. They're a really great hosting company. Mm-hmm. Like everything you're seeing, like the website, the live stream, the like the chat. Well, part of the chat at least, because the other part is Geek Chat, but that the chat UI and like everything, like our archives, like mm-hmm. literally everything on BTN, it's only possible because we have two really amazing servers from TSO Host. Mm-hmm. They're really great. They're rock solid. We've never had any issues. There was like one question once that I had to ask, and like I just put a request in the website and had an answer within like a few minutes. I've seen some people on social medias asking them for support, and they were really responsive. So just they've just been a really good company to us and supported us mm-hmm. really for quite a while. They offer everything you need. Like whether you need like free servers, maybe you just need, I don't know, email account or like a domain name, like American Tech Network, for example.
Yes.
Or like hosting packages if you want to, like you need a WordPress site, stuff like that. They have it all. And yeah, this just a really good company. And the coolest thing is, if you go to their website, tsohost.com, I think, or .co.uk should also work. and use the offer code BTN20, BTN20, then you get 20% off everything. So that's also pretty cool. Like, it's not just they're supporting us and they're really awesome. You get 20% off on top of all of that. So please, 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 all they want is like a little bit of brand recognition. So head over to your social medias of choice and just mention them and say, hey, thank you, TSO Host. You're awesome for supporting BTN. That's all I want. But as I said, if you need something, head over, enter the offer code BTN20, and you get 20% off. That's how easy it is. What's also easy is our chat. So we have a really cool live chat there where we post a lot of like cool things and like the links to the stories that we talk about, and there's people in there talking and like all of that. And if you're listening to this live, which you can do every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show. And also, by the way, if you're into the non-Apple side of things, like space technology, games, cars, Android Windows, I don't know, everything like chip design we've talked about with Tom, especially with his background, like what's latest in chips, like all of the amazing things outside of the Apple ecosystem. We have the big show on Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time. So join us there and then head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com for our live chat. That's how easy it is. All you have to do, enter that, done. And yeah, I know, Ben, you prefer Doritos, so.
It is the perfect chip design.
It is the perfect chip design. Yeah, I fully agree with it. Yep. But let's say you are listening to this in your favorite podcast player of choice, like in the recorded form. That's why we record this and put it out. Ben and Tom are really amazing and really quick at putting the episodes up. That's totally fine. Like, you don't have to listen live, but you can still get to the chat transcript. Of course, you cannot talk to us live. That's not how it works. Unless you invent time travel, and then please let me know, because I got a couple places I want to go or times I want to go. But usually that's probably not how going to happen.
Yeah.
So you can head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And there's a little calendar that pops up. You select today's date, which is today as we're recording it, by the way, not today as you're listening to this. Very important. June 30th, 2023. June 30th, 2023. And you put that into the calendar, you will see everything that we've talked about. That's how easy it is. And with that, the aforementioned cool things are in play. And I saw that Dave was cheating and already put his in before we started. So because of that, I'm going to say, Ben, what's your cool thing? I cannot
wait. Wait a minute.
See,
that
wasn't ready.
He wasn't even ready.
I was about to say the cheating thing is my deal.
Okay, Chuck. Then you can go first.
All right, so I'll go. This is another book, or I actually ended up listening to it. This is a book called "Nothing Is Beyond Our Reach: America's Techno Spy Empire," that digs back through the Cold War and before and describes how technology has affected the global intelligence community. If you into spy stuff, I think you're really going to enjoy this. If you're into tech stuff, you're really going to enjoy it. If you like both, then you're really, really going to enjoy it. It was a pretty easy read. They don't dig too much into the real technical stuff, but more the effects that the tech has had and the capabilities that tech has brought to the intelligence gathering world. So this would be like a perfect summer read. I think it's not one you're going to have to study. You're just going to let it flow like a good spy novel. And at least that's the way I consumed it. I think you would too. So it's hardcover, paperback, and of course Audible. So go check it out. I think it's well worth your time. This one is not an essential read. It's just a really, really interesting read or listen.
Mm-hmm. You always have such good recommendations. So I'm going to add that to my Audible list. Sounds
Kind of wonder if Chuck is a spy.
Probably
I can
is,
neither confirm
but
nor deny.
You might very well think that, but he couldn't possibly comment. Okay, Ben, what's your cool thing?
Okay. Normally, I would be doing something like The Witcher Season 3 or Jack Ryan Season 4. I'll save those for later. But, okay. For those of us who have portable monitors that go with our laptops, they usually have, unfortunately, one drawback. They're designed for content consumption, usually, so they are 16 by 9. Well, I was looking today, and I found this nice old monitor from a company called Intihil, which is a 16 by 10 4K portable display. It's the 15.6 inches, 98% P3, 10 bits, yada, yada, yada. It's right now, it is $329, but there's also a $30 coupon. So the thing right now, if you buy it today, I sound like a damn salesman, is about $300. But I mean, that having that little bit of aspects change to the 16 by 10 can definitely help with productivity.
It's interesting, Ben. Nice. I see they also have a 13.4 inch with the same
Correct.
16 by 10 ratio.
Yep.
Saw that too.
So that's even a little more palatable for travel.
Yeah, it's about $100 cheaper. So it's under $200 if you get the 13 inch.
Right. Yeah. And that one has a $30 coupon too. This is really interesting.
Yeah. Yep. I'm hoping someone gets their credit card out and buys one. So I would know whether to spend the money on them. I mean,
we're all here just to support Ben.
I mean, you know, you want to do it.
Yeah. Kind of, yes. No, that's pretty
but
cool.
But it just, yeah.
Very nice. Okay, Dave, now it's your turn. What's your cool thing?
Oh, no, not to jump ahead here. I saw these guys at CES. It's a company, Hyper. And they were showing off this new backpack. It wasn't ready for the market back in January when we saw it. But I also found out they had an Indiegogo to donate to and to support them. This backpack is awesome. I have it here in front of me here. This thing, the biggest thing up at the top here, it has the Find My, if I can move it in the right position, has the Find My built right in. So it really programs super easy. It just goes by Bluetooth and it's here. So I don't have to have anything hanging off of it other than my Apple luggage tag there. But what I really like about it is the pockets. I mean, it really forced me to really consolidate and not be carrying all kinds of crap with me, because I had a really big Ogio backpack and I would carry so much stuff, and the thing would weigh like 50 pounds after I would add all this stuff in. I do carry two laptops with me. I carry my personal and my work one, but I have a 13-inch MacBook Air and I have a 14-inch MacBook Pro. So it does fit really nice here. But it does have a nice pocket in the front, real easy access. It even has a really hidden pocket back here, so you can hide stuff back here. It has an RFID pocket, so it protects from, you know, like the X-ray or mess and that stuff. It has handles on both sides. It shows on their website here, so you can carry it sideways as well as at the top. Also has a really hidden, nice little hidden pouch here where I keep like my AirPods and that kind of stuff. The coolest thing though is it does have, you could put a battery at the bottom of one of the pockets. It has a zip pocket. You put a battery in it and it will allow you to feed your cables up through the front. Mm-hmm. And then you can have it right where your AirPods are if you need to charge them, mm-hmm. or your iPhone. Or even your Mac for that matter, you could feed your MagSafe cable that Ben needs to the back here. But it's a really cool backpack. It's got the sternum type straps, because I always was having a problem with putting the other ones on, because I would like oh, I gotta get it in my arm and get it in place. But like I said, I think the biggest thing I like about it is the fact it's forcing me not to be carrying so much crap with me, and it's just efficient enough to keep things in a place. But it is a little pricey. It is about $200. But it's really well built. It's got real good water resistance. It's Cordoba material. So I'm liking it. I even like the zipper. The zipper straps interlock, so you can keep them secure. But it's a really nice backpack.
Yep. Very nice.
My beloved OGO Ascent here is by far the best backpack I have ever owned. I mean, you can tell by the fact that it looks brand new after 10 years, the quality of it.
Yeah.
But the one... that hyper may get my beloved OGO relegated to the the clothing backpack.
Yeah.
And I'm testing out, I've been an OGO fan too, but I'm testing out a different backpack I'm not ready to talk about yet that may replace it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So check it out.
Yep. So in other words, OGO, make one with Find Mine.
Oh, they will.
Yeah.
Okay, that means it's probably my turn for a cool thing. And I'm going to pick something that I know I picked before, but they released the new Matter version a couple of weeks ago. Nanoleaf, the essential line, especially the Matter light strip. So I have two of them, the older thread versions. So this the new version is Matter over Thread. So it's still a thread network in the background, but it's fully Matter compatible. And they're really, really, really good. Like, I really like them. They're really fast because of Thread. You don't need an extra bridge if you already have like a thread network, like you have a new HomePod or like one of the HomePod minis or like a new Apple TV with Thread or any of the other Thread routers, like an Eve Energy, for example, also is one. If you already have that, like you don't need anything extra. You don't need like a Philips Hue bridge or something like that you plug in somewhere. It just works. It's really, really bright. That's something I really liked about them. They do that by basically having like, they have the RGB LEDs, and then they have two colored like white LEDs to basically boost like the brightness a little bit with white light. And it's like more a warmer white and a colder white, so you can switch between them. But if you need brightness and not necessarily always color, like for your living spaces, for example, usually like colors might be fun here and there. And they're really like, they have really good colors and really bright colors and so on. But if like what you're using mostly is like just want brightness in your whatever your hallway or your living room, whatever, they're really good for that. And they're not expensive. Like I don't know how many feet that was. The 2 meter, it says 2 meters, 80 inches. Is $14 or $50 on their website. It's probably cheaper if you buy it from Amazon. It usually is. There's also an extended version, 197 inches, 5 meters, for about $90. And you can extend them up to 10 meters. After 10 meters, the power supply that they have is not strong enough, so you lose a little bit of brightness. I think if you replace the power supply, it might still work. But they say up to 10 meters, not a problem. As I said, and it comes with a little, like there's the little connector box has some buttons. So if you don't want to take out your phone every time to turn it on or off, you can just use the buttons. Like there's an on and off button, and there's like a brightness button, and there's one where you can switch through like some pre-programmed color combinations, basically. So yeah, it's really good. As I said, it's Thread, it's Matter. So it works with anything now. Like it doesn't need HomeKit or anything. Like if you are in the Google ecosystem, works too. If you have Amazon Alexa, works with that. For sure, it works with HomeKit over Thread. So yeah, just a really good light strip. I love my light strips. I have so many of them. I have Philips Hue and Nano Leafs. So I know what I'm talking about. I don't use anything. I mean, honestly, I do not use anything else. I have those two light panels here from my desk, and everything else in my apartment is light strips. So I love them. So that's my cool thing.
Very nice. Nano Leaf stuff is always great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really want to try their other stuff, but the essential line, just very good. They have like panels and you can like colored panels, you can like elements, for example, and shapes and lines or whatever that you can attach to your walls. I might do something in my new office with that.
Yeah. Oh, they have it up to 5 meters.
Mm-hmm. And not, as I said, not as, I think the Philips Hue, especially when you have to buy a bridge for the first time, but even without, is there more expensive.
There you go, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I'd love to buy Hue stuff again, but they stubbornly do not want to go to Thread.
Yeah, exactly. Which I don't understand at all. So, I mean, they haven't even like really fully committed to Matter. They keep pushing it out. Like they're saying, yeah, we're going to do it and never shipping it.
Yeah. I mean, they would be dominating the running sphere again if they went Matter or went Thread.
Yeah. For sure, except that's totally true. Mm-hmm. All right. That is it for our show today. I really want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank also TSO Host for sponsoring us once again. Thanks, Ewan, for letting us do this. I hope Jeff is back next week. We'll see. No, he said next week he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said next week is also out. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
So we may not have enough people next week.
We'll talk about that after the show. There may or may not be a show next week. We'll see. You know, the American Tech Network has to take a break. We'll see about that.
We may have to recover from the July 4th holiday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. That takes a week. Totally get that. Ben, where can people find out more about you?
Oh, good thing you said find out more about me rather than find me.
Yeah, I know you're somewhere close to Canada. So.
Yes. This week you'll be able to find me either listening to live music, like 12 days in a row, or on a beach. You can also find my presence on most of the social networks. It's at Ben Raythig on everything, including now T2 and Blue Sky. Right. Yes, I was able to worm my way onto that network.
Wow. Good for you.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. You can find me on Raythig.tech, where after the holiday, I'll probably write another article. You can find me Tuesdays when I'm not choking on Canadian air on Chuck's Mac voices, Thursday on In Touch of iOS, and Thursday and Friday here.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you for joining us and for being so awesome. Also awesome, Chuck, where can people find out more about you?
MacVoices.com is where you can find pretty much links to everything. As Ben said, we do Mac Voices Live Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are, at YouTube, at youtube.com/MacVoices TV. However, we will be dark this Tuesday because it is July 4th. So
that makes sense.
I plan to be out blowing up stuff.
The FBI? I don't know.
No, they don't need to be involved now.
Okay.
That's a kind of a rare occurrence. July 4th is one of those weird holidays that moves around. This time it's hitting us, right on our on our night. And you know that people are going to be out doing other things. So we'll be back the following week. Yeah. And on all the socials that I'm on, that I can get on, maybe Ben can get me on Blue Sky. I'm either
at George on it.
Okay, you already.
I don't have any invites, guys.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Oh, we hope we're on your list.
Yeah. But on the socials I am on, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner and or at Mac Voices. Thank you, Patrice, for sitting in and
thank you.
Picking up the hosting baton.
That's not a big deal. I can talk. That's not a problem. It's harder to stop me sometimes. That's the problem. Dave, where can people find out more about you?
You could find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. We also will be dark next week for the holiday. Just taking the week off because it's the holiday. We could take a break. So we'll be back the following week on the 13th, I think it is, of July. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm on Mastodon at DaveG65. It's mastodon.cloud. On Twitter and all those as well. And I'm on the Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night, usually, but we won't be next week. And yeah, thanks. Great job, Patrice. We're so glad you're able to step in.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for joining us as well, Dave. And yes. Ben changed his background, I just noticed. So good job. Nice fireworks. I liked it.
Yeah, very nice.
So you can find out more about me every week here on the Mac Show on Fridays and also on the Big Show on Thursdays if you're into the non-Apple side of things, as I mentioned before. If you want to find out more about me and what I do, like my website, thepatrice.com, has all the links to like projects, podcasts, social media, like literally everything I'm doing. And if you want to listen to really cool people talk about food and food-related stories and memories, my interview show, Foodie Flashback at foodieflashback.com, is a good stop for you then. And with that, I think this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Keep an eye out on our social medias, whether we're going to do a show or not next week. And if not, enjoy the time. Enjoy the holiday if you're in the US. Enjoy just the summer if you're not. And see you next time.